All is well. That's what I can think through that whole conversation, that all is well. And I feel that inside. It feels so wonderful and so organic in a way. And I guess that's just my question. Is that part of the process? Because since I...
That's all of the process.
That is the process.
In other words, because as we said, 99% of all creation is completed vibrationally before you get the evidence of it. So it's like traveling from Phoenix to San Diego, and San Diego is where you want to be, but for most of the distance of 400 miles, you're not where you want to be. And if it frustrates you that you're not there, vibrationally speaking, you would just turn around and go back to Phoenix. You would never get there. But in terms of this physical journey from place to place, you say, well, I understand that journey, so I can make that. I can see my progress. I can see that with every mile I stay focused in that direction, that I'm getting further from where I don't want to be and closer to where I do want to be. And we say, so you keep the faith, because you have this evidence that shows you you're getting closer, you're getting closer, you're getting closer. So unless you're walking, nobody gets discouraged about that journey. In other words, you don't get discouraged. You hold the faith. You hold the belief. You don't say San Diego is an impossible dream. You don't say San Diego is incurable. I've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and I can't get there. Because you can get there and you know you can. When you make the connection that the way you feel is your indicator of the direction that you're moving, and you can honestly say to yourself, I do feel optimistic. When I say all is well, I mean it. I really feel it. Then we say, then you can't not get there. If you can maintain that expectation and that attitude and that vibrational frequency, it has to come and it will come fast. So you say, okay, I'm on my way. I've talked to Abraham, and Abraham went on way more than 68 seconds, and I got the feeling of the vibration of it. And when I said all is well, I really felt it. And then I looked at my real life situation and I saw I wasn't yet in San Diego. In other words, I looked at something and I felt the negative hit of it, because I'm not where I want to be, and I want to do something and I don't have the money to do it, and I felt the disappointment. And we say, good. The disappointment's your indicator that whatever just happened caused you to lose your sense of expectation and to begin focusing upon something different from your expectation. What can you do now to bring yourself back to that feeling? And when you work in that feeling of discouragement to bring yourself to something that feels better, you clean up your vibration in a way that it will never return to that negative place again. In other words, when you feel negative emotion and you take the time to chew on it, as we are here, until you actually feel relief, which will take you usually 68 seconds or more to get there, when you actually viscerally feel the relief, now you're never going to have to clean up that vibration again on that subject in just that way. You moved in the universe. You moved to a different vibrational vantage point. And here's the most important thing that we want you to hear about that. Because you moved to a different vibrational vantage point, the manifestational evidence has to shift too. So in the moment that you make the effort to do that, all things in the universe regarding that subject respond to the new vibration that you're offering. So that's the day you get an idea that pays off for you. That's the day you rendezvous with somebody who has something to offer you, and you have something to offer them, and you exchange something financially as a result of it. In other words, that little bit of effort that you couldn't see that it was getting you closer to San Diego, you couldn't see it because it's not like driving your car toward a destination, but you felt it, so you knew it. And because you felt it and because you understood the importance of the way you felt, you kept it up, and 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 you kept it up. Pretty soon, you don't just hope that you'll have your abundance. You don't just believe it. You know it, because the evidence is so emphatically surrounding you. Just thought by thought, by thought, by thought, by thought, by thought. You clean it up, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. And what do we mean by clean it up? You tell it the way you want it to be and tell it less the way you don't want it to be. You stop facing reality and you start creating reality. There's another game that we offer. It's a checkbook game, where you deposit $1,000 into your account, vibrational dollars, and you spend that $1,000. On the second day, you deposit $2,000 and spend them. On the third day, you deposit $3,000 and spend them. On the 365th day, you deposit $365,000 and spend it. So as you are spending this money vibrationally, as you are mentally spending it, what's happening is you are creating outlets out there for it to go. When you create a vibrational outlet, it draws you and everything for the accomplishment of it through you. That's what eagerness is. That's what passion is. That's what your feeling of enthusiasm is. In other words, when you present in this time-space reality the vibrational pre-paving of a desire, it sets things into motion that when you let yourself go with them, you feel wonderful, and when you don't let yourself go with them, you feel awful. Did you hear that? That means that if you feel really bad about something, it means you have asked for something, and the larger part of you has become something that you're not letting the rest of you keep up with. We want you to realize that you are the reason that your stream moves as fast as it does, and you're also the reason that you're pointed with or against the current, you see. And everything you feel is about that. Everything that you want is because you think you will feel better in the having of it. Whether it's money or a material object or a relationship or an experience, circumstance, event, everything that you want is because you think if you had it, you would feel better. And when you discover that just the idea of it will make you feel better, now you've achieved the vibrational essence of it, and then law of attraction has to yield it to you in all of the intricate details that your life has caused you to carve out for yourself. It has to be, and in fact it is. Let your awareness, instead of being, this is where I am, this is the thing that we most want this seminar to say to you in a way that you can hear it. It doesn't matter where you are, because it's so temporary. It's just like the indicator on your gas gauge. Have you noticed how quickly it moves? Especially lately? In other words, it's just an indicator. That's all it is. It's an indicator. So what's manifesting is just a temporary indicator of a temporary vibration. But you say, well, it didn't feel all that temporary because I've been living it for a long time. And we say, it's because you've been having the same responses and offering the same vibration. So it's the same thing happening, but it's new. In other words, you're not living the same life. It's a new living of a new life from a new vibration. It's just that the vibration that you're offering now is the same one that you offered yesterday because you've got the habit of thinking of things the way you thought of them yesterday. If you've been away from the home that you grew up in for a while, or away from the people that were there when you were growing up, and if the home and if the people are still there, go there soon and see how well you fit. As you realize how much has happened in your life that has made you so different than who you were when you lived there. And then realize that in every moment of every day, this sort of expansion is taking place within you. We love your question. We love the question, how do I get from where I am to where I want to be? And the answer is, look in the direction of where you want to be and speak in the direction of where you want to be and never again look back over your shoulder about where you have come from. And if you can pull that one off, as soon as tomorrow, you'll have evidence of your veritable fortune.
Astounding. Thank you.